direction of Sam Neely this morning. And we're looking at the map of what we're drawing of Guilford. We're starting with the houses on the north side of the Guilford Road, the east of the railway track. The first one was a family by the name of Putnam, P-U-T-A-N-E-M. The second one is Tom Nesbitt. And Sam, you go from there.
I'll stop.
Back to our friend Tom Nesbitt. To tell us what your dad built that house?
Yeah, my father, Lewis Allen Neely, built that house, and my sister Isabel and my brother Lou were born in that house. And I can go on with a lot more history, but there's no point in it. And then the next house is my grandfather Samuel Neely's house. And the rest of my family, my brother Scott, Terry, myself, and Bill were born in that house. And scratch that, that's there isn't any. There's only three houses there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, do you want to go back up?
Okay, now we're going west from the railway track.
Mm-hmm.
This is number one. This is number two. And this is number three. Okay. Sam Neely house is number three.
Yeah, okay. Third house. Now, up here, drawing a house there, and that was Frank Steele's. LLE and Kay Russell. You know Kay Russell, that was her father. And his great grandson, Ed Russell, lives there now. Okay, and then further up here, and I'm just drawing the old school. That was the Guilford SS number 16. Okay. Now, there was nothing west of the school. Now I can go on the start on the south side. Actually, of course, the school is up. Is up here, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, drawing a house right on the corner there, and that was Jerry Prykes, P-R-Y-K-E. You could wait a second. Draw that out here because there's another old house up here.
On this side of the street?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, put the name of the Prykes
there. All right. Okay. All right.
Just draw an arrow or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jerry. Now, draw a house up in here. And, all right, Doolittle, George Doolittle. Right. Wait a minute, don't put George down. Annie Doolittle.
Annie?
A-N-N-E. And she was a spinstress or whatever, and I remember her from, she used to walk down the railroad tracks and pick wild strawberries, and,
mm-hmm.
and they were they're all in a row in the boxes and so on.
Very well, okay.
Yeah.
Good sense.
Okay. Now, we'll leave that back there for a while. Let's see. Breaks. And then it was all vacant here. Put a house in here opposite Russell's, opposite Frank Steele's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steel. And that was
is hope number eight.
I'll think of her name and just pass that one. And then, George Nesbitt's house was there, but that was built in the early 40s or late 30s. You don't want...
No. We're looking at the old.
Yeah, the old ones. Okay, and then come down to the corner here, and that's the general store. And that was Thomas Blaine, or one of the...
Blaine.
Bill Blaine. Yeah, but the original one. Okay, now draw a house in here. And that was George Doolittle's house there. And it was his aunt, I think, that lived up in here. Yeah. And then there's another house there, and then draw in the. And I can't come up with a name for that one there right now. But that was. Yeah. Well, as I say,
that the hall lived in here for quite a while too.
Yeah, but I saw the hall, the original hall, burnt down, and I can remember I was upstairs in my watching the hall, the original hall, burnt. Yeah, it was a grass fire that burnt the old original. The railroad used to burn the grass on the roadside, and so did the barn and everything. And, but that's the hall. Now, excuse me, we'll go up here a piece. And that was, let me see, a Montiel. M-T-E-I-L or I-E-L, Montiel, I can't remember how it was spelled. And then there was other houses up here, but they've all been torn down and so on. So that's the only house that I can remember that's still standing there, and there are other rather older and, poorer house. That was the back street, we called it, and so on. But anyway, we can...
If I signed to Helen, she said that, like, that Mary's house is also an antique, historic.
Yeah.
And it's gone.
It's right opposite our house. Let's see, here's ours here. All right, just down the long lane up there. And that was, Mary Neely's now. That was Wilfred Neely's house.
F-R-E-D.
Yeah, no, F-R-E-D. Wilfred Neely. He was a cousin of my dad's. My second or third cousin.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then. That'll give us some basins there.
This is a possible recording taken at the Elijah reunion at Tottenham on Sunday, July the 15th, 2001.